Now it's time for jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're going to start our show off with a tribute to the late, great Dave Brubeck. Late great Dave Brubeck from his most successful album called Time Out. We heard one of the popular tracks from that called Blue Rondo a la Turk. And Dave Brubeck sadly passed away this week on December 5th at the age of 91, one day shy of his 92nd birthday. He was born December 6th, 1920. And Dave's most famous album was Time Out. Probably his most famous track was Take Five, but the entire album was made up of compositions that were in different time signatures than your standard 4-4 time signature that you'll find in most jazz and popular music. There was tracks in 5-4 and 6-4 and 9-8s and 7-4s and all kinds of crazy things and alternating time signatures, as we heard in Blue Rondo a la Turk. Fine composer, musician, great pianist, definitely be sadly missed. That album, Time Out, perhaps was a lot of people's introduction to jazz music. It was the first jazz album to sell over a million copies and go platinum. Just one of the greatest jazz masters of all, sadly, has gone. We're going to play a couple more from Dave Brubeck. I've got queued up a couple tracks from another album that was released, Time Out was released in 1959, and this one came a couple years later, kind of trying to follow up on the concept of different time signatures. Although the track I'm about to play is kind of a straight boogie-woogie type of thing, and it's called Bruise Boogie Woogie. Thank you. Oh, I dig that. George Benson from really a fine album called Bad Benson. Maybe one of the last albums he did before he kind of went commercial with his success with This Masquerade propelled him into stardom. But that is a really fine rendition of actually Paul Desmond wrote that. I was about to say Dave Brubeck's Take Five, but it's Paul Desmond composition. Take Five, made famous by Dave Brubeck. And a really good lineup on this. George Benson, of course, just playing a very cool, hip, great guitar on that one. Phil Upchurch, another guitarist on there, kind of playing rhythm guitar and electric bass. Kenny Barron, surprisingly, doing that Fender Rhodes piano. And a great solo there as well. Ron Carter on bass and Steve Gadd on drums. So that's a great lineup. Bad Benson is the name of the album, Take Five. Before that, we heard a couple from the Dave Brubeck Quartet from the album Time Further Out. We heard, we started out the set with Bruise Boogie Woogie, followed by Unsquare Dance in some strange time signature, but I really like that piece as well. And of course, that is a great Dave Brubeck Quartet with Dave Brubeck on piano, Joe Morello on drums, Eugene Wright on bass, and the great Paul Desmond on alto sax. All right, time now, 6:22. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thanks for being with us and listening to some jazz music today. We've got Dave Brubeck in mind as we started out tonight's show. One of the great new artists who I believe was influenced by Dave Brubeck's music and his playing with time signatures and things is Hiromi, who's a fine pianist in her own right. And so we're going to play a couple from Hiromi that perhaps show off her ability to play in different time signatures. And this is her rendition of My Favorite Things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hiromi playing some smoking piano there from her latest release entitled Voice. And Voice is comprised of Hiromi on piano, Simon Phillips on drums, and Anthony Jackson on bass. That is a great trio. Before that, we heard from her group, which she called Sonic Bloom. Well, we heard the track entitled My Favorite Things, composition made famous in the jazz world by John Coltrane, but that was her unique interpretation of My Favorite Things. That group is Hiromi on piano, Dave Fujinski on guitar, fretted and fretless guitar, Tony Gray on bass, and Martin Vallahara on drums. All right, time now, 6:39. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to continue on with some kind of modern fusion music, I'd call it. Brand new one from Kurt Rosenwinkel. And this is from the album Star of Jupiter, name of the track, Gamma Band. Thank you. Yes, Donnie McCaslin, a brand new release called Casting for Gravity. Yeah, that's it. Donnie McCaslin on tenor sax, Jason Lindner on keyboards, Tim LaFever on bass, and Mark Gugliani on drums. Before that, we heard from Sinan Bakir. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that Sinan was on here, did an interview here, and talked about his brand new album called Tales and Stories. And we heard the track called Rising Tower of Light. And we started out that set with Star of Jupiter is the name of the album from Kurt Rosenwinkel, a brand new release. The first track on that album is called Gamma Band, and that's what we heard. All right, time now is 6:58. That about brings us to an end of a kind of abbreviated version of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you enjoyed the show. Coming up next is Allie doing her thing here on WHUS. I'm going to finish up tonight's show with some Robert Glasper from the album Black Radio. We're going to hear the track, Why Do We Try? Good night, folks.
This is WHUS Stores 91.7 FM.
Question how we should be. So why do we try to let love pass us by? Question how we try. It's right there.